It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Lou Adler. Our rush hour coverage begins at 5 a.m. Two helicopters in the air, a special traffic news desk in operation, 10 reporters in the field, a continuing flow of the information you need to help you get to work. Tuesday, more than ever, wake up to WCBS, All News 88.
All News 88 time, 10 minutes past 9 in the evening. It is 50 degrees.
Above freezing, and that means it didn't stick to any roadways or cause any problems like that.
All right, 38 degrees. That's Todd Glickman. I think we have all the names straightened out. Who are you, by the way?
This is Bernadette Castro for Castro Convertible.
It's 4:31, and the big story that we're following, the threat of a transit strike. Tonight at midnight, about 7.5 hours away, will there be one? Won't there be? Let's go to the site of the negotiations, and here is Rich Lamb. Rich?
Well, Ben, with just under 7.5 hours to go before the midnight strike deadline, the MTA and TWU have finished their third face-to-face meeting. Ben?
All right, Rich Lamb there. And
Ms. Purcell
announced a tentative contract settlement has been reached.
Well, here's a brief summary of what's been going on, Ben.
And to the two choppers, first number one, Neil Bush.
Okay, Lou, we're looking into Nassau County right now from the area of Jericho, coming through Westbury, Lake Success, and then finally into Queens on the Long Island Expressway and a northern state. I would have to characterize the traffic now as light to medium. It is really clipping along here at 45, 50. Chopper number two in Luchemont.
Well, just waiting for that sun to get up a few more degrees above the horizon so it can contribute to melting some of the icing spots we've got around.
Thank you, Lou Timelot and Neil Bush. WCBS News time is 19 minutes before 7 o'clock.
And Art Athens is in the newsroom this morning. Art was out all evening over at the Sheraton Center where everything fell apart pretty much in most of these rooms where these transportation talks were going on. Rich Lamb's still out there, aren't they?
Right, indeed. While we really, as midnight came and went, expected that perhaps there wouldn't be a strike, there was still a contingency plan set up by the mayor, which now becomes a real plan, not a contingency. There are some things still rolling. Buses still running in Queens. Now, just before 6 o'clock this morning. Rich, what happened?
Well, Art, Teamsters Union Secretary Treasurer John Mahoney, representing 800 trackmen, came out shortly before 6 a.m. to announce the Long Island Railroad has a strike on its hands, along with everybody who tries to take that railroad into town. The other six operating unions, although each is restrained from striking by court orders, are apparently backing the walkout. Mahoney was asked how he could, in good conscience, cripple the region with still another walkout.
I didn't cripple any region. They crippled the region up here. They should have bargained with us in good faith. Our members have a right. They have a right to be redressed in this area. We need relief.
They brought
us. If they don't give us relief, this is just the tip of the iceberg. If this is the way they're going to conduct negotiations with the city workers, you're going to have one gigantic strike in this city that we'll never forget.
We are
bargaining since $700,000.
How long do you think this is going to last? In your realistic estimate.
Last as long as it has to last. We'll stay out on the street till hell freezes over. I don't give a goddamn.
Mahoney says it could take 15 minutes or 15 months as far as he's concerned. He said he'll stay out, as he put it, until hell freezes over. Mark?
Okay, Richie, we might just add that the Long Island Railroad says...
Tuesday morning, the first day of the month of April at All News 88, WCBS, sun and 37 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Headline news, the New York City subway and bus workers went on strike at 2 o'clock this morning. The Long Island Railroad workers at 6 o'clock.
Four suburban Queens bus lines were struck as well, but the Metropolitan Suburban buses are running their routes today.
Conrail service basically unaffected, but there are no local stops in the Bronx except for the Riverdale station, and ridership is way up.
We understand. Minutes after 7. Well, you know, you've been reading all this contingency planning that's been published and extensively promoted by the city of New York in anticipation of...
Looking at the Law with Neil Chayette, a daily feature on... WCBS New York.
It's 4:32 here at WCBS. As if it wasn't bad enough that we have a transit strike here in New York City and the Long Island Railroad on strike, Conrail has problems. Let's go to Rich Land.
Well, Ben, apparently all outgoing trains from Grand Central Station now are on hold. Mary Gay Taylor is there. Mary
Rosie, up to our helicopter.
And Blue Timelot in number one, we've just come from the Bronx, Ben, where we've had an added complication to an already busy rush hour. And Bush has been eyeballing a very busy rush hour down in Brooklyn, and details now.
Okay, Lou, I'm getting to the point that I'm scratching my head, wondering just what to advise motorists to do here along the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It's just incredible. Local streets are jam-packed all over the place, trying to get to the outbound bridge and tunnel crossings. I guess first one encouraging word, once you do get to one of the bridges or the tunnels, then finally you will make some drive time. But
talk back, a cross-section of listener opinion. Hear it each day on
WCBS New York. 32 now after 4 here at All News 88. It was a short strike for one rail line. We get that story and the rest of day two of the transit strike from Richland.
Well, Ben, the big development came today from John Mahoney, who's head of the Teamsters Union. He was the union chief who called the strike against the Long Island Railroad. He came out, announced today in a big surprise that he was going to take his men back to work, and of course with him go the other six operating unions. That's WCBS reporter Steve Flanders, and WCBS news director Lou Adler is in a mobile unit in Midtown. And Lou, we understand that you've been experiencing some pretty difficult times out there trying to get home.
Oh, you bet, Rich. I've been in this town for over 20 years, and I have been through all kinds of experiences with regard to traffic jams, and this is the worst I have ever seen Midtown Manhattan. Trying to get out of town today is just the most frustrating experience you'll want to handle.
And where are you now, Lou, and how long has it taken you to get, say, a block or two in the traffic you're facing now?
Well, I started at 6th Avenue near the CBS building about 20 minutes ago, and I am now on West Street. I guess that's 12th Avenue going south along the piers, trying to reach 45th Street so I can get north. You know, it's the kind of thing where you think you're going one way and you run into a brick wall and you make a turn, you go somewhere else, and you run into another brick wall. There's just no escape, it seems.
So while the negotiators are trying to negotiate a contract, you're trying to negotiate your way out of town.
Without much success.
Well, I don't think they're having much success either, so apparently the successes are matching at this point. Also, live on the news line, Irene Cornell, she's been down at police headquarters all day long, where city officials have been monitoring developments and the impact on the city. Of course, we heard kind of a direct report there from Lou Adler about the impact. Irene, what's the overall picture? WCBS reporter Irene Cornell. News 88's Mary Gay Taylor is at Penn Station, where apparently some hopeful Long Island Railroad riders have been arriving just a little bit early. Mary Gay? And there is some hopeful sort of tentative movement in the bus and subway strike here in New York City. But we are told by Lou Adler that you better look out if you're trying to get out of town. Midtown traffic is absolutely horrendous.
Midtown is a mess. All right. If you're talking about traffic, we've got the people keeping an eye on that. A couple of helicopters up. What's Lou Adler going to do up there, fellas?
Ben, we were...
Hitchhikers, you can... The office of any United Jersey bank throughout New Jersey. Member FDIC. 13 minutes to 5 here at WCBS. Let's bring Spencer Ross in with sports.
And massive, perhaps historic traffic delays in Midtown. Neil Bush in the helicopter and Lou Timelot and I will be back with a full story right after 5.
5 o'clock.
CBS News. The government's case against former budget director Burt Lance may be...
6 minutes after 5 here at WCBS, All News 88, the second day of April, the second day of the transit strike here in New York. It's a Wednesday, and I'm Ben Farnsworth. Pat Parson is off. You're in the WCBS newsroom, and we have helicopters up in the air and reporters all over the place. Following day 2 of this walkout, there are some items of that you're going to be interested in. One is the Long Island Railroad is going back to work, and those trains will be rolling after midnight. We'll have more on all of that, but first, it's 52 degrees. Let's go to the Weather Center. Todd Glickman.
Watching carefully. The observations now, Ben. We see a couple more light showers have popped up in extreme northeastern Pennsylvania. Let's hope things get settled by then.
All right. It's 7 minutes now after 5, and you're listening to All News 88. That was Todd Glickman. It's 52 degrees. Let's go upstairs to Luke Timelock.
Well, come on right along, Ben. We're having a smooth ride in this still air here as we head from the East Bronx over to the George Weister Bridge. A surprise to find some considerable delays now at the southbound Whitestone Bridge. The information in helicopter number 2.
I was just crossing over lower Manhattan, heading toward the Brooklyn-Manhattan-Williamsburg Bridge to see if there's been any change in that situation. Right over Greenwich Village right now.
And also maybe the fact some of the people who stayed in town are heading home to get fresh suits, huh, for the second half of the week?
I just don't know what's going on over there around the Lincoln Tunnel. We've been talking to the Port Authority on the telephone, trying to convince them that the heaviest traffic lies on the east side of the river, not on the west side of the river. There's just nobody coming inbound from New Jersey, but of course tens of thousands probably of motorists and cars trying to get outbound to that Lincoln Tunnel, and I just can't understand. It just doesn't make any sense.
That's Neil Bush, and he's in one of the two helicopters we have up in the air for you this afternoon here at WCBS, so this is the place to stay if you want to know what's happening traffic-wise and if you want to know what's happening as far as the transit negotiations are concerned. Let's go to Rich Land.
Well, Ben, of course, the biggest development all day long has been that the Long Road strike is going to be over as of 12:01. Actually, it's over now, but the trains aren't running yet.
To lose by putting some more tubes open in the Jersey direction since there's no inbound traffic to speak of on the Jersey side. So let's get a little cooperation over there, you guys, and help us out in relieving some of the Midtown pressure. Not that it's going to be a cure-all. If you're headed up the west side, we're still good once you get clear of the local streets. And if you can believe it, southbound on the west side highway, we're seeing some traffic heading into town, but of course it's not getting off the west side highway right now, so it's starting to back up on the southbound west side highway. No point going to Midtown because you can't do anything when you get there if you're in a car. We're going over to chopper number two, and here's Neil Bush.
Yeah, I had to give Lou a look at that Lincoln Tunnel. I didn't bring tears to my eyes, but it did something to my stomach, I'll thank you for that. So I'm glad you have a chance to look at it, Lou. Now we're back over on the east side looking at the northbound FDR Drive.
5:30, let's go to the Weather Center. 52 degrees. Here's Todd Glickman.
Ben, a couple of hours ago, we had a few showers to the south of the city. Now we have...
It's 5:32 here at All News 88. The outlook brightened somewhat as day two of the transit strike draws to a close.
This is Rich Lamb at the strike desk. The Long Island Railroad walkout is ending. Train service will resume just after midnight tonight.
Joint transit talks to resume at 9:30 a.m. I'm Steve Flanders. That story shortly.
And we've got problems on the roadways. Let's go upstairs.
Well, Ben, in chapter number one, this is Lou Tamahat, and late tie-up now, holding up the works even more on the southbound Brooklyn Bridge, where there's a car in the right lane, first stanchion, and stay over to the left. Neil Bush is in helicopter number two.
And we're over center Queens and eastern Queens, looking into Nassau County, and we really have, for the most part, speed limit conditions out here. It includes the Long Island Expressway, Grand Central. So if you have any gas left, once you get out of Manhattan, you should do pretty well here in Queens.
Yes, I knew it was going to happen. Lou Tamahat or Neil Bush up there?
Well, we're both up here, and Neil will go second, so I'll go first right now, and just taking another lap out there in eastern Queens. Let me set this alternator off. That helps a little bit, but then I run out of power if I go on too long.
You're listening to News Radio 88 WCBS, Monday, the 7th of April, and the 7th day of the mass transit strike, 6 minutes after 7. I'm Jim Donnelly.
Good morning, I'm Lou Adler. There will be more talks aimed at trying to settle that very difficult dispute, but that won't be until later today. Talks last night got nowhere. As a matter of fact, the sides are drifting farther and farther apart, it seems. And some people are talking about this being a strike that will end not this week, perhaps next week, and maybe not even then, because it's a long way between what the union is asking for and what the city is willing to pay. 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll be going to our transit desk and to our choppers in just a minute. Let's get the weather first.
46 degrees, rising barometer. It's fat already at 33.5, and Norm MacDonald is back from vacation. Norman?
Yes, indeed. That's the only trouble with vacations, Jim, is that they end, as you know. And eventually the strike will end, too. You know that's going to happen, too. As far as the weather is concerned, well, we're watching a lot of high clouds right now, but I don't think they're going to be threatening, even though...
Sky's 46 degrees, a nice day, around 60. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Let's go to Neil Bush in traffic helicopter number one, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Okay, let's go back to the west side. We're still in fine shape for the most part. The bridge on chopper two is getting some fuel. He'll be back with us very soon.
Neil Bush in the helicopter and Loop with him all through the morning. 10 minutes after 7 at WCBS, sunny and 46 degrees and traffic desk time. And here's Arthur.
Well, there may be some routes still where you can get in without too much trouble, but you can't get into Midtown at all if you don't have two people in the car. Don Swaim is at the 96th Street checkpoint. Don?
Hello, Art. Yes, I'm the Broadway 96th Street, and I have with me right now Deputy Inspector Woody Conroy. He's the commanding officer of the 24th, and he is...
Well, we're having some problems with transmission there with Don Swaim. One of the few problems we've had so far. We've been very lucky, but we do have Irene Cornell at the command center. Irene, you've been out on the bridge this morning.
Art, the mayor hit the bridge early this morning. He planned to get there at 6:45.
Well, Nightmare Monday turned out to be an electronic nightmare rather than a traffic nightmare here in New York City, as we have day 7 of the transit strike, and we'll get back to Don later on this morning. Now, up to 9 times as many people as normal, supposedly boarding early Conrail trains from Westchester County in Connecticut. Fran Schneider was at the Mount Vernon West Station. Fran?
Art, there are a lot of new faces here this morning.
Way down around the ankles. You're going to knock somebody out if you hit them on the chin.
Ed Ingalls in sports, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. And let's go to the Weather Center. It's 46 degrees in Central Park. Norm MacDonald.
Gordon
Ken Williams covers business news, market trends, and prices on
WCBS New York.
Headline news this Monday morning. The transit strike is in its seventh day. More talks set for later this morning. Art Athens and our reporters in the field will bring us up to date on other strike developments.
Police,
the traffic watch. Let's go to Lou Timmela.
Grand Central by that BQE exit.
WCBS News Time, 27 minutes before 8. Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini has ruled that the American hostages will remain in the hands of the military.
Okay, yes, sir. Lou, we're just checking into the TCA out here around Lake Success and looking at the trucks nicking the Whitestone bridges.
The New York City Traffic Commissioner in charge of enforcement.
Mr. Hogan, we understand you think this was going to be the crucial day in all of this, right? Hello, Commissioner Hogan. Are you there? Commissioner Hogan has gone out to have a cup of coffee.
Well, no, there's an electronic switch that has to take place. It takes a little time. I think we've got him now. Commissioner, can you read us now?
Yes, I can, Lou.
Okay, is this supposedly the worst day of them all, or the cruncher day, the day you think will break it or make it?
I think so. I think we've been saying for some time now that we can expect the one day to be worse than the next. I think we've seen the worst of it. I think New York is prepared for this thing, and I think we'll be able to deal with it for the next few days, Kate.
So you think that the people have now gotten their habits down, and they know where they want to go and how they want to get there.
That's correct. I might advise some of the motorists that they should follow the advisories that CBS is putting out. Many times the route itself may appear to be not as the crow flies, but somewhat important. And I'd like to recommend that they follow the routes that you're suggesting.
Commissioner, based on what you've seen this morning, and I assume you'll be dropping down shortly, are you going to make any adjustments in the way you're kind of dispersing your troops?
Yes, we're going to try a detour on 1st Avenue and 61st and 63rd Street in order to get a constant pull for the traffic coming off the upper roadway. We're just going back there now to take a look at it.
Very good. Robert Hogan, Deputy New York City Traffic Commissioner in charge of enforcement, flying this morning with the WCBS helicopters. Now let's go to the transit desk, Art Affin.
Monday morning, the seventh day of the strike at News Radio 88 WCBS. A sunny day, at least that's saving grace, 46 degrees. And the CBS World News Roundup is next, sponsored in part by ADP. It's 8 o'clock.
I'm Ben Farnsworth at 6 minutes after.
All right, 64 degrees right now in Midtown Manhattan. That's Norm McDonald's, and that means our fellas up in the helicopters are going to be flying around in some glop tomorrow, I guess, huh, Lou and Neil?
We already did that today, so I guess more of the same. Yankee Stadium area.
Well, you know, once in a while, you get lucky.
You took the words right out of this guy's mouth.
Lucky is a four-leaf clover.
Lucky is a horseshoe.
Lucky.
Flanders on 7:30 now at All News 88.
CBS News Time, 7:29. Good evening. I'm Tom Franklin. It is
There's a further update from Rich Lamb.
Ralph, now standing at the podium is Brian O'Dwyer. He's the attorney for Teamsters Local 808. They represent the trackmen on the Long Island Railroad, and he has an announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have broken off the talks for the night at the request of Chairman Harris. We are coming back again at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Seem to have some kind of problem there, and we've lost the line or whatever for those that briefing going on.
Well, we're just trying to figure out what's going on here technically, and we're going to see if we can go back to the podium at this point.
Okay.
I guess we can't.
Remaining steadfast.
Here we go.
Are both sides moving at all?
There can't be any movement if there's no talking. There hasn't been any talking for hours.
Okay, well, we're getting a little interference here on our evidently on our equipment, and what the unionists, especially Brian O'Dwyer, the attorney for Teamsters Union Local 808, what he's been talking about here is apparently the interference of the TWU negotiations in their own talks. What's happened evidently is that the MTA is so preoccupied with what's happening as far as the New York City buses and subways are concerned that the talks between the Long Island Railroad authorities and the seven unions who are still without a contract there cannot progress. Evidently, the union made proposals in the morning. The MTA has not been able to respond because of their preoccupation with the bus and subway negotiations. Earlier on, of course, Richard Ravitch came out to say that indeed it could be a long, long strike if the union is not prepared to discuss productivity issues with management. Those productivity items, of course, have been labeled givebacks by the union. They say they do not want to go along with that. So it appears that we are sort of at swords points here as far as the two talks are concerned. Ralph?
All right, that's Rich Lamb, and that's the latest on that. Sorry about the interference, but actually got the gist of what was being said. The hard part of that's part of the Long Island Railroad story.
Now, one of the other stories we'd like to cover right now is about Iran, and it's getting close to midnight. That's when Iranian diplomats are supposed to be out of this country.
Lou Timelot and Neil Bush, maybe only one on Monday if we have a settlement, huh, fellas?
Okay, we'll get back to the usual schedule then on Monday, I guess. I was just thinking now, let's see, we've flown about 120 hours, I guess, since the strike situation began with the two helicopters. That's an awful lot of time up here in the saddle, and we'll be awfully happy to go back to the normal schedule on Monday, I guess, along with everybody else. Well, meantime, we have a tie-up, late tie-up, but continuing at the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, thanks again, Neil. I keep the volume down on this two-way on this one. It's been driving me crazy out here talking to PCA. Well, we got it up now.
Mitchell Krause, CBS News.
Know before you buy. Report to consumers on
WCBS New York.
And the big story at this hour, a tentative settlement in the bus and subway strike. The TWU Executive Board tied 22-22 on a management offer of 18.5%. So the trains will be back on the track during the 3 weeks or so that it takes for members to vote by mail.
Well, no word on exactly when the trains will be running again, but the TA spokesman said earlier today they could have limited service in a few hours. And covering for us and the people who gave us the word first, part of our team there on the scene, and that's Rich Lamb and Art Athens. Rich?
Yeah, Rich, Art.
Yeah, here we are. We're we're just sort of getting back to the desk here after gathering a few more facts. Well, this took place. It was a real bombshell here. This is not the normal sequence of events for an announcement of a settlement of this kind. Usually, everybody marches into the room, the mayor and the governor and the heads of the unions, and makes a joint announcement. But this time, the word just came pounding out of a meeting with the union executive board, and people came running down the hallway here, and we had a suddenly had a settlement in our hands. These men will be going back to work soon, and Art Athens has been exploring the details of what happened inside that meeting. Art?
Right. I just want to say that I want to get to this guy, Phil Santano, who's a member of the executive board and who explains exactly what happened. Now, you're going to listen to this tape, and I'm going to run out in the hall because something else is going on, Rich.
A discussion of the issues and then a vote.
And it was a secret ballot.
Okay, right. John Law recommended a secret ballot. We didn't feel we wanted a secret ballot. We wanted a roll call ballot. He overruled us, and he took a secret ballot.
And so you had a tie, and what does that mean?
A tie, so John Law ruled that since he's the president of the local, he could rule that the men go back to work and leave it up to the membership to decide this. There was a couple of give-backs.
End of this transit strike in New York, and we'll be going back to them. We'll have more information for you.
And there is a strike threat at midnight tonight.
Announcement of an agreement
on the Long Island situation. That will come in about 20 minutes. An agreement also in the Long Island Railroad strike.
News 88's Rich Lamb. He'll have a live report coming up at about 8:06. Also ahead, New Jersey residents going to see an increase in utility bills. Big increase was granted today. We'll be telling you about that. Also a check on the sports news as well. But the big story, the end of the New York City bus and subway strike and a new development, the Long Island Railroad dispute. And now, CBS at 8 o'clock.
Shutdown, the nation's largest mass transit system, began on April 1st. New York City buses and subways provide some 6 million rides a day. And for 10 days, many New York workers got to and from work in carpools, on foot, on bicycle, and even some on horseback. The tentative accord reached today means the mass transit system will begin to run again, but it will be hours before bus drivers and subway motormen can get back to work, and more time will be needed after that to open the hundreds of subway stations which have been chained shut during the strike. A large question remains. Even though a tentative accord has been reached, the dissident element of the Bus and Subway Workers Union has vowed to turn down the settlement reached today. The results of that mail ballot will be known in 3 weeks. Rich Lamb for CBS News, New York.
The National Center for Disease Control, Rita Sands, CBS News.
WCBS News, time 8:06. Good evening. Friday, April 11th, the night the New York City transit strike came to a close. And we may have a big development, too, in the Long Island Railroad dispute. Let's get an immediate live report from News 88's Rich Lamb.
Well, we were just told to come.
Radio Network.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.